The Eagles will be facing a Pittsburgh Steelers defense that is very zone-oriented. They don't play a lot of man-to-man coverage. The predominant zones that they play are what we call cover three and cover two. And there are certain specific route combinations that you can use to defeat those coverages. Now, cover three, that's probably the Steelers' foundational coverage scheme. And I want to go to a game last week with the Cincinnati Bengals and what they did to attack cover three. Now, cover three, what you basically have is a single high safety. He's responsible for the middle third. You have two corners, each responsible for their deep third. That's why it's cover three. And then you have underneath defenders. These are underneath defenders who do not have deep responsibilities. Now, let's just clear it and then just show you the route concept, which is really effective against cover three. This is four vertical routes. So you have four vertical routes right here. And what you get against a cover three is the two inside verticals, the tight end and the slot receiver, they're putting the deep safety in a bind. He cannot play both vertical routes. So it's up to the quarterback, and here you have a veteran in Andy Dalton. His job is to control the deep safety and pick a side. Which vertical route does he want from the inside? So let's clear the screen. And right here, he's going to throw it to Tyler Boyd on his right. But he looks down the middle and then drives this throw. It's a tough throw, a tough catch, but that's what you get against cover three. Vertical seams on the inside, you control the middle safety. Now, another coverage they play is cover two or two shell. Now, there are some variations that the Steelers play. And again, first week of the season, Carson Wentz and the Eagles faced a very similar coverage concept to what the Steelers do. We call this cover two trap. And here, let's start with the fact that you have two deep safeties, okay? They are right here. Now, in cover two trap, you have a corner, and it's this side of the field where he's actually going to drop and then look back inside. They're trying to bait the quarterback into a throw. He's not playing a normal cover two corner position. He's baiting. He's a trap player. Now, what the Eagles have here is on one side, we'll clear the screen and just show you what the Eagles have. They have a three-level stretch concept, and we've seen that before, where they have a vertical route, they have the intermediate route, and they have the short route. So it's a three-level stretch concept. Now, against this look to this side, this cover two trap concept, that's dead. You can't make that throw. You can't rely on the three-level stretch concept. Now, they often tag a three-level stretch front side with a backside deep dig. This is the throw against this coverage. And we're going to clear the screen, and you'll see exactly what happens. And this was a big-time throw, by the way, by Carson Wentz, sitting on his back foot. Look at him wait for that deep dig. He knew that was the throw. That was a big-time NFL throw. That throw is there against cover two, the backside dig. And you'll see that throw against the Steelers.